Well, it's a beautiful morning, isn't it? And this is going to be a real show today. It's going to be a real one. The real voice, because it's going to be serious still, my friends. We'll bring it into the show. Spinning Backfist. You hear that? That's clapping. Because I used to have all these sound effects, but I'm poor. Can't afford sound effects. Anyway, so this morning I was watching it. Been up, doing some things, did some push-ups. I did like 10 of them. Ooh, now my arm hurts. And I don't have to actually go to do anything till late tonight now, because I got to go take a bunch of these pictures for lights. It's pretty cool. Pretty good job. Great job. It's like 11 stores. I got to go make sure their light fixtures are working at night under the gas pumps. You know, so people can pump their gas. Or, you know, like, the lights aren't out, so when people are in there pumping gas, you know, they don't want it dark, because they don't want somebody to come up and jack them and then jack their car and run off with it. You know, you got to see it. You got to have lights. You can't be walking around in the dark. So anyway, here we go. So I was watching this Michael Bisping thing, right? He put out his top 5 fights he wants to see in 2023, which got me thinking. I was like, yeah, I want to do this. I want to pick out some fights that I want to see in 2023. Go check it out. It's a good show. Great show. Watch it. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Go check it out. Listen to it. Watch it. See what he's got to say. It just came out. It's a good one. Anyway, so in my personal opinion for 2023, I got a bunch of fights. I can't even just stop at 5. I can't stop at 5. And I'm going to first start with boxing because I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them just like that. Look, like he said, you scums. You don't freaking want to fight each other. You just run from each other and just collect money and you just fool the audience. Well, your audience stopped watching it because you're bullshit. We don't care anymore. We don't even know who the hell your name is. Who is paying these people? I want to know where they're getting this money from, because who's watching it? Where's this money at? What's going on? It's all gambling and it's all bigger ring. So they're all involved in something else, because there's no way you can tell me you can pay a boxer that much money to watch this junk, okay? To watch this junk bullshit. That's all I'm saying. I don't understand it. I'm completely confused on why you would think you'd go to boxing to make more money when it's a bunch of bullshit. Because they have to collect all that winnings from the gambling, the gamblers, the casinos probably pulling all this money from losers, because you're just gamblers and you're just losers. And then they just fix it and then you just split it between each other. It's got to be something like that, because I can't imagine anybody wanting to pay to watch a boxing match anymore, unless it's a good one. Unless it's a damn good boxing match. How the hell is somebody going to watch Tyson Fury and that dude fight for his third time, like he said? They fought 3 times, they already kicked his ass twice. What the hell do I watch the third one for? Well, we did. And he goes, and at the end he goes, I'm jumping to Zora. Hey, something to Zora. I don't even know his first name. That's how great he is. I grew up watching boxing. I have boxing video VHSs all over the place. My dad had boxing freaking books. You don't understand this, okay? He had me on his lap at like 5 watching boxing fights. We're doing it! We're watching boxing! All the freaking time, okay? And unfortunately, I just remember everything. Okay? And now I really remember everything, and some things were bad that happened to me from little punk-ass kids that said they're my cousins. Bitches! Woo-wee! And you think I don't... Yeah, there was 4 of us, you little sickos. You're sick! One of them is dead now because of what you've done to him. Probably not, but I don't know if you had an alcohol problem. He had a real serious alcohol problem, and I seriously had one too because some sick freak. Well, he wasn't sick. His dad was sick, and his dad was sending him on to sick us. Sick him! Sick him, Spiky! Sick him, Spiky! I think I've told this story before. Because that same kid went outside in a wrestling match, and the referee said, blew the whistle, and the kid went to shoot, and that guy slammed him in the face. And my dad said, what the fuck just happened? You can't punch in this. What the hell's going on? I don't know. I don't coach the guy. I don't know him. He just showed up. He's never wrestling again. Trust me. He will not do it again. And he never did. So I'm just saying. It was weird. Odd and weird. And my dad had to coach him that time. And it looked like he was the one who set him out there to do it. And my dad was like, yeah. No. And he'd tell you. Anyway, on to this. And that is boxing for you, my friends. Here we go. This is what I want to see. This is what I want to see. Because if I don't see it, well, I don't really give a shit anyway. But like you said, if I don't see this Tyson Fury Alexander Usyk fight happen anytime this year, then something's up with Tyson Fury and I'm done with him. I'm not going to ever say he's the greatest fighter of all time because he's in his age and this guy has moved up to this weight class for this fight years ago. Okay, I said it when he took on Anthony Joshua. I said he was going to kill Anthony Joshua. Nobody even knew who the hell this guy was. I said, this guy's a badass. That's who he is. Look at him. He don't care. He could hurt you. And what has he done? He's beaten him twice. He's beaten Joshua. Now he said to beat Joshua twice. While Tyson Fury's running around here fighting a guy three times that he's beaten three times. He's obviously beaten him. He's never lost. I don't know, Tyson. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe your brother is a little bitch ass punk running from the Paul. Okay, or maybe they're just in cahoots together and trying to build up followers. I don't know what the hell these Paul kids are about anymore. Okay, I'm done with the bullshit. I'm done with all that bullshit because apparently he's running some scam. And if I don't know if it's a scam, if the company went under, it's not really their fault. You can't start a company in this mess. We're in a freaking winter. You guys don't, just stay out of cryptocurrencies. Anybody that doesn't know anything about them, stay out of them right now. Just stay out of them because you're messing with my mind because now you got too many of them. There's just too many of your junk out there. Now stop it. Stop creating a cryptocurrency if you don't know what the hell a cryptocurrency is for. Now stop it because you pissed me off and this whole year's freaking, When I started cryptocurrencies, there was literally like 10 of them. Okay, 10 of them. I was like, no, what, huh? Now there's a... Who knows, man? I can't take it. Stop it. That's what I want for 2023. That's what I want for 2023. Stop it. Stop it. That's what I want. Please. Please. I got NFTs. No, I don't. I really don't have any. I wish. I'd like to buy one. I don't even know what they're worth anymore. Jeez, oh, Pete. You guys. Wow. Huh? Scammers. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. You got to look this shit up. What the hell's wrong with people? Stop it! Stop it! This is probably what the stock market was like when they first tried to open up. We got all these freaking businesses, all of a sudden these junk businesses try coming in, try to collect this from our pie. Fuck you, junk business! You suck! You're fired. You're out. You can't keep the profit up. We're kicking you off our exchange. You're freaking bankrupt. That's what's happening because are you stupid people? Ugh. How many blockchains are there now? Holy shit, Mikey Mikey's. I don't even think Solana's even getting... Who gives a shit anymore what they were doing? They were doing something good until now millions of other freaking people start coming out and copying them and we went right at the wrong... Because now's the time when everything's low. Whoever's good now, you better hope you find them. There's a freaking million bajillion billions of them to dig through. Good luck. Don't go in cryptos then. I'm out of it. That's off. That's my 2023 word on that. Anyway, I'm talking boxing. I said Fury and Usyk. I got it because of Paul kid. Like I said, it was not them. The parents had something to do with something, okay? Because you cannot track your parents down on what they did for a living. That's all I'm saying. You can't. Well, tell me what they did. Why are you guys getting so big and famous all around these same kind of years? The only thing I can think they did is create the Bitcoin. Their parents, they had to do something with it. I'm telling you, the years didn't match up to where. Not those dumb kids, but no. No. The kids aren't dumb. They're smart, but the one kid might be dumb. I don't know. They're getting hit in the head for a living now. So it's never going to end well. It's never going to end well for you. So anyway, what I want to see for a fight? Well, geez, what I would like to see with Jake Paul. Let's do that for 2013 unboxing. Can we get him in a bet against a boxer now? Can we? Because he's beating Anderson Silva. Okay, who's beaten a former world champion boxer. Okay, who fought a big, humongous fight against Canelo Alvarez before. Okay, and you guys, obviously we knew he was a joke. His dad was the one who made him. But whatever it is, you do in your boxing. But I want to see Jake Paul fight freaking boxer, please. To anybody, I don't give a shit who the hell it is. Just give me somebody. I look at your rankings, you got fucking 500 freaking names in your freaking Ford of... Or promotions he got. I don't know. How can a guy be number one in one promotion and then not even ranked in another, and then he's number six in this one, and then he's number eight in the other one? And I don't understand who ranked. What the fuck is wrong with boxing? Get out of here. Okay, we're still on boxing. Because I want to see Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford. Please, would this happen one time? Please, can this happen? Can Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence or somebody fight one of these two guys that makes a name or something else? Please, can somebody fight freaking Terrence Crawford? Maybe does he have to move up and fight Charlo? He could go up and fight Charlo then. I don't give a shit. Can somebody fight Terrence Crawford? Because I know he's the one out there looking for a goddamn fight. Nobody wants to fight the guy. Jesus Christ, out there calling y'all out, y'all scumbags. He'll go out there and fight anybody. He's like, fight me. Y'all sign up to fight him, and then he never fight him. He's pansy bitches. Terrence Crawford, somebody fight the guy. Errol Spence, I think he could do it, but he's going through a car accident, which really sucked, which is really what I'm getting onto now. Now we got this guy named Tank Davis. Well, geez, we wanted to see Tank Davis. Well, Tank Davis just punched a freaking woman in the face. Well, Tank Davis, you're stupid. Tank Davis, you're stupid. He punched a woman in the face, and now he's a professional boxer world title championship. What are you going to do, Tank? How much money you got, Tank? You get away with this, Tank. I don't like you anymore anyway. You're stupid. This was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No drugs, no alcohol in the system. Freaking lady's got fat lip, busted mouth, said she was scared for her life. Well, yeah, probably true. He's Tank Davis. What did you do, slap him and he punched you? It's a reactionary thing, but he probably did it. Okay, he's a fighter. You punch at him, he's going to punch at you, and you beat the hat. Probably happened. I'm not going to say did, but I obviously did. Something happened, she got punched by a man with lethal weapon hands, and she's a woman. Well, okay, there you go. Watch him get away with it. But that's still going to be the old 20. He's not going to fight. He's not going to be fighting this year. He won't be fighting this year. Well, he might, because people don't really give a shit anymore, I guess. People don't give a shit about that now, but yeah. But let alone, they still won't give you a job if you beat up a woman, though. Apparently, right? Oh, you thought you beat up a woman. Screw you. You suck. But if you do it now, you don't care. Okay, whatever. Throw it out. Okay, whatever. It's all good, man. We don't even know if it was a woman or a man now. We don't know. Whatever. That's how the world is. It sucks. Okay, anyway. Also, we got, back on this one, we got three guys. We got Shakur, Haney, and Garcia. Can these guys get around here? I had Tank Davis in with them. I had that. Can we get that going? No, probably not. That's my boxing thing. That was boxing for you. On to the next one! But let's take a break, because my mouth's dry. I gotta get a water. It's in the morning. Well, anyway, we're here. We're back. Would you stop calling me? It's a debt collector. I'll pay you freaking money, man. Get off my back. If I had it, I will pay you. I don't have it. What, you want me to not pay my rent? You want me not to pay my rent? What am I supposed to do then? If I pay you, I can't pay my rent, which put me on the street. I don't know what happened here. It's not like I didn't have the... You're getting super jams, and banks are fucking stupid, okay? Banks are scam artists, and they get you in these overdraft bullshit all the time on little vice versa things when you actually, they'll redirect your freaking shit. They know what they're doing. Don't trust me, because I'm not that stupid. I know when I do my transactions. I don't know why you put the biggest transaction when I knew I was going to overdraft, which was that last one I did, because I was like, I got to do that. I'll do that last, though, because they'll put me not only one overdraft. But no, they'll move that to the front with overdrafted everything, and now the next three that I did that morning are now it's all overdrafted. So screw your bank. You suck. Flip off. I'll pay you if I got when I pay you. Like, I paid back. Still paying back Capital One. Freaking bums, man. Try living life being... How am I supposed to pay my rent? How am I supposed to get food, okay? You don't even want to know I'm getting food right now. This sucks, okay? Sucks. Gosh darn it, leave me alone. And they froze my one account. You froze the account that I put my DraftKings shit in. What the fuck? Is somebody stupid? I'm that good at picking fights. I knew this was going to happen to me because I said I was talking to that dude. He was trying to get me to go over there. No, I'm not going to your Discord channel. If my mother told me that Discord thing might be a scam because she got an email that said, look out for the scam. So I looked it up. I said, oh, yeah, you're probably right. And this guy's from Amsterdam. He don't sound right. He got a mustache. I looked him up, and he said he was going to send me something on Discord. Next thing I know, he sent me a link to a video game. I said, it's an MMA video game with the face on it. What the hell are you trying to do to me, man? So I quit my Discord channel, threw it off. Got out of there, and next thing you know, my account's frozen. Why? Because I won $600 one day. I was 13 for 13, and I swear to God, that's my picks. I was actually 12 for 13, I went back. The Ninja was even picking winners. That's how easy the card was. He was even picking. I mean, I don't even know anything. Oh, yeah, watch a fight in 5 years. I'm telling you, it was my friend from high school. He don't even know he was picking winners that day. That's how easy the card is. Good gosh. Now, you guys, I'm that good. Sorry, dude. If somebody's good at something, it doesn't mean they're cheating. So I had to stop playing poker. I had people waiting for me outside of Jackson one time and jumped me for their money back. I said, what? Did you cheat me? I said, I'm cheating you. I beat you. Nah. I got bashed in the back of the head. Police got called and everything. They let me go. They said, hey, whoa. I left with my money. I said, I'm not giving them money. But then I came back the next day and I got the guy right in his face. I said, the cook's in there, threw water in his face. I said, I got you down, didn't I? Yeah, that went down well. Can never go back in there and play cards. But I said, I'm never going back here to play cards anyway. You beat me up. Because what, a guy's good at stuff? You know, if somebody's good at something, it sucks, dude. Nobody can believe somebody's so good at something. Yeah, well, you don't know. So here we go, UFC anyway, onto it. We're going on to UFC, we're going to start the 125-pound weight class, which is the flyweight. Hit it up, roll it, thump. Like I told you, I can't afford my sound effects anymore. So here we go, we got, this is going to be at 125, which we're going to have Davison Figueiredo and Brandon Moreno starting the year out with us. Which is good, fine, go ahead. I think they did have a draw or something in between there, so go ahead, do your fourth fight. But we already know how this is going to go, okay? It's the same way every time, it's the way they fight. Okay, either Davison's going to catch him good and get him good and clean him up, or Moreno's going to run him out and grind him out, and he's going to choke him out in the late rounds. It's going to be something like that. Or he's going to outscore him in the late rounds. It's going to be something like that. If Davison cannot stop Moreno and hurt him really early and get some big points on him really early, Moreno's going to out-duel him at the end. I swear to God he will. Catch him in a choke or something. But anyway, other than that, what I would like to see is... Here we go. I want to see Amir Elbazi at 125. This is what I want to see. Amir Elbazi. I want to see him fight Muhammad Makhachev. Amir Elbazi, Muhammad Makhachev. Put it in. I think I put that down. I don't know why, but that's a good one. Seemed like a good one. Put it in. Okay, Alexander Potosia. I want to see him fight the winner of this fight, actually. Just please, the winner of this fight. Please, can he just pick the winner of Moreno? And I would prefer it to be Figueiredo. I prefer it to be Davison Figueiredo because I believe he's already beaten Moreno. And I believe he probably smoked Moreno again because he's just too good on the ground skills with Moreno. So Moreno is going to have to stand and punch him with him. Because Moreno will stay on his feet and throw. He's awesome on his feet. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But he can get scrapping around on the ground and catch you. But he did knock his last fighter out, didn't he? Brandon Moreno's awesome on his feet, too. He's just awesome everywhere. Actually, he's a boxer, a striker. I don't know what the hell's going on. He's good at jiu-jitsu and choking people. But I just want to see Alexandra Potosia fight for the title. And Amir Elbazi and, anyway, Makhachev. There we go. Nikolai Kaikara-France. There you go. Matthias Nikolai Kaikara-France. Get it done. Did I put that one there? Welts. If I look down here, I got to check it out. I wrote this down. That's it. That's 125. Not a big weight, not a big thing there. There's plenty of people in that weight class to keep coming. Let's get it moving. Let's go. Let's keep it up. We got Nikolai France, Elbazi, Makhachev, Pantoja, or any of these guys combined against each other. I don't care, but what I would like to see is Pantoja not to get scammed out of a freaking title fight and have to fight like Makhachev or something stupid, or Elbazi something stupid before he ever gets it. That's all I'm saying. No, give him a title fight before this happens to him because he's earned it. He's deserved it, okay? Jeez. Oh, Brandon Royval. What weight class is he at? Hold on, we're going to take a break because I'm pretty sure I wrote him down. I forgot it. Okay, yeah, Brandon Royval too. Throw him in there. Somehow we got to get this going here. We got to find different blood to get up this title fight, okay? They got this Perez here at 6. I don't know. If he's that good, then Pantoja just killed him and within a minute. I didn't see shit from him, okay? And that's how good Pantoja... Give him... What the frick, man? After this fight, he's got to have it. Dude, please, give it to him. He's got to have a title fight after this fight. Please, got to. He's got to. And if Figueiredo wins, we already know what's going to happen. He's going to sit out for the next year. So we're going to have an interim title fight then. So it's going to... Because... And you know, well, I think I just... I can't make weight. I made it one time this year, man. That's it. Then go up a weight class, man. Quit doing this. It's either one or the other, man. You can't keep doing what you're doing, okay? Because it's bullshit. You're holding this whole... You're coming in and coming out. There's now an interim champion again. I can't take it. It's nonsense. Or just hope the guy Moreno just kicks his ass, finally. Just kicks his ass, ends this fucking thing for once and for all. And then we'll get it done. And that'll be Pantoja versus Moreno. Jeez, oh, Pete. Royval Nikolai. I don't care anymore. Elbazi, Royval. Any of this thing, cops coming up, but I still, he's lost to these guys right off the shoot. So there you go. He lost to Pantoja. I don't know what to do with him. Bam, that's 25 for you. Let's go to 35. Muhammad Makhachev can beat them all, so it doesn't really matter. No, probably not. because Mohamed Makhachev's just going to run through them all anyway, or at least Amir Albazi will be his toughest competition. That's all we already know. And Alexandre Pantoja can hold his own against them because he's that good on the ground. Okay? Okay, he's going to get them there. And trust me, he's the one that can stuff them. Brandon Royval, maybe catch him in a choke somehow, but I highly doubt these guys are stupid enough to get caught in a choke. That's how good technical they are. Not going to happen. They're probably going to get, and Royval's not going to catch him and get their arms trapped. That's 25. I'm off of 25. Who even cares about it anymore? 35. What do we got here? 35. We got everything at 35. We got it all coming in, coming out, coming out hot and heavy. Aljamain Sterling versus Henry Cejudo. Obviously, can we get it done? Can I have it done? Or at least Aljamain Sterling versus Sugar Sean O'Malley. Can it happen? I don't know. Please. Because he earned it from beating Jan, apparently. Because we already have Vera and Sandhagen sitting there fighting. So that's a great one. That's what I wanted to see. Now, the winner of that sits pretty WF title champion. Title contender. If the winner of that better get a freaking gosh. If it's Chio Vera, he wins that fight. He's got to get a freaking title fight, dude. He's got to get a title fight by now. If he wins that fight, which is going to be a hell of a fight. It's going to be a good fight, hell of a fight. It's going to be, I don't know who's going to win that fight, honestly. And Corey Sandhagen deserved to be right there, too. Jeez. Okay, jeez. Jeez. Jeez, oh, Pete. But anyway, Aljamain Sterling, champ. Can we fight Cejudo, O'Malley, or what? I don't know. Get it done. Get it done. That's this year. It's all for this year. We got to get this fixed. Because we know Aljamain wins. He's going to probably take a good one in there. He'll be like, good for another fight. He should. Oh, no, I think he's taking his break right now. Actually, he's taking his break right now, so he's going to win this fight, and he's probably going to jump right into the next fight. So he's going to get two fights, I bet, this year, right back to back quick, and then he's going to be out. I would. He's earned it. He's earned it in his career. He's at that age. So, yeah, he's going to get this, because I think he just did take a break right now. So, yeah, that's what he said. So, not to me, but he doesn't know me. I'm just saying. All right, anyway, on the 145, what do we got? Coming in at 145. Yeah. Who is it? Well, we got the champion fighting at 155 right now, which I'm telling you, I don't think it's going to go well for him. Unless he can pull like a Matt Serra and just come out there with a short stockiness and go overhand right off the chute and to a cocky, arrogant, nope, that's not true. That'll never happen. Islam's never cocky and arrogant, so I doubt that he's going to be able to come in and go overhand right or straight right. Left hook, I don't know, or kick, I don't know, man, what are you going to do? It's going to have to be something powerful to put him on his face, pow, because we've seen him go out before. But I saw that fight, and he did hit his head out, but he was still moving. He was still moving a little bit. He was stiff, but he was moving. I think he was okay. And plus, that was back in his early fights, and he still had that stupid vitamins they were putting in his body, he said. Vitamins, apparently, which he didn't know. They were vitamins. Well, apparently he weren't. But that's not a that's like a speed PED. Give him muscles. That tennis players were using it. It's speed PED. It's like it's like to keep you going and going and never getting tired. So but if it, whatever the hell it is, I never even heard of it. We don't know what Russia has over there. But they're awesome. They're smartest people in the world, apparently. They are. Jeez, how not? You had a freaking doctor out there kicking the snikes out of everybody, and then he says, I don't want to kick anybody else. I want to go save lives. I don't want to kill anybody. I'm going to go save them. So, yeah, he's out there saving them. He's saving them. You get hurt, you got the, you know, Magus from Marge, Parovov, out there doing his thing for him. Yeah. But, hey. But anyway, he's kicking everybody's ass. He was kicker. He'll never come back. Anyway, so here we go. Where are we at? 145. That's about it. Do I want to see anything at 145? Yes, Arnold Allen fighting, where we got? I want to see, I had it written down. Hold on, I'm going to take a break because I got to find it. 1 second. Oh, no, I got to go back to 135. That's my bad because this is what I want to see at 135. I just jumped through it because I got all hot and heavy and hired up. Okay, I want Umar Nurmagomedov to fight anybody. Anybody, because he's going to win the belt. That's about it, 135. Oh, and we have Mirab Dvashili. How about you fight him, then? No, see, I don't like to match that up. I don't want to match that up. But Mirab is, I think, the Georgian guy. Move, or somewhere. He lives here. He grew up here, right? He's, or not grew up, but he's over here living in the Philadelphia area, right? Is that right? New Jersey area, Mirab Dvashili. Is that him? He's like, he reminds me like a Moran type guy or something. Okay, Umar Nurmagomedov, maybe Ricky Simone. Let's go Ricky Simone versus. Yep, there it is. Ricky Simone, Merab Dvalishvili, Umar Nurmagomedov, Song Yadong. Chris Gutierrez, Dominic Cruz. Boom, bam, boom, I think. I don't know, I just threw that out. I threw it out and making it up. Hit it out. I don't know, it probably sucked. That's about that. Okay, 145. This is what I want to see. This has to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I want Ilya Topuria. I know you want the 45. Everybody likes. I would love to see the Paddy the Batty this year, but that ain't going to happen. Paddy will never fight that guy. Even it's not even worth the time right now, but it'll be a hell of a fight, awesome fight. But that'll happen sometime. I bet. But for now, Ilya Topuria needs to fight Max Holloway. Mad Max Holloway. Get him. Get him. And Max, you keep him off of you, Max. You keep him off of you. You box him, Max. You box him. You tell everybody you're the best boxer. You're the best boxer. You're going to keep him off you. Keep Ilya off you. Bow, 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 bow. And the one was Arnold Allen versus the next guy win. Volkanovski wins. I want to see Arnold Allen versus Alexander Volkanovski because I think he's earned it. I'm pretty sure he's earned it since he's freaking been in the UFC forever. Nobody even knows who the hell he is. Jeez, oh, peace. I probably pissed off the entire England world by saying the best 145-pounder was dude. No, I forgot Arnold Allen. See, Arnold? Come on, Arnold. Get it together here. Brandon Lockney. I meant Arnold. I forgot you already, Arnold. I gotta remember Arnold Allen because I thought he was a fake character on the video game. I was playing the video game 2 years ago. I thought he was a fake character. I was like, who's this fake Arnold Allen? This guy's like, he really real. I'm gonna knock him out. Pow! And he actually gave me some good fights. I was like, damn, this guy's good. Who created? They have a creative guy that's this good? What the fuck's going on? Pow! Pow! Well, pow! And then I got him. I finally would get him, but I had to turn the level down. Good gosh, he kept coming at me! Knocking me out! I was like, good guy, man, get off me. Anyway, that's that. But that's what I want to see. Ilya, Max, or something. I don't know. If Max still fights, I don't know. I'm sure he does. He would be the one that would have to make a retirement announcement. He's just waiting. And that's it. They moved Ilya to 6. He's up at 6 now. Come on, man. We know Arnold doesn't need to be fighting Ilya or Max. Does he? Maybe Arnold Allen and Max Holloway. If we can't get the Ilya thing done. Yeah, that would probably screw Arnold Allen. Volkanovski had to go up to do this fight. You had to go up to do this fight when you had Arnold Allen, Ilya Topuria still sitting there. Well, I didn't know about Ilya, but I mean, Arnold Allen's been in this division longer than Alexander Volkanovski. He has, man. I don't get it. He never gave him a shot. He's never lost in there. Never gave him a shot. Well, good luck. Move on to 155. I'm not blaming it. I'd like to see that fight anyway. And there's really nobody at 155 that has balls. So nobody at 155 has a pair of balls to fight Islam Makhachev. They didn't want to fight him before he was a champion. You think they want to fight him now? Hell no. They don't know what the hell's going on. I quit. I have finally got to find a way to either go up or down. Because I'm not doing this. Not doing this. Armin, you have him. You handle him. Armin, take him. Try him. That's where we're at. We're at 155. And I said, Armin, try him. But that's not going to happen yet because Armin's got people to get through. If you have balls. If you got balls, but I highly doubt any of them do. Michael Chandler's got balls. He's got balls. And now he's sitting in the corner going, Islam's going, why would I fight you? It's so funny how things twitch and twitch. Michael Chandler's like, well, who's he? I'm going to fight him. And then when Islam called him, I said, I would like to fight him. Right in front of his face. Who do you want to fight next? Michael Chandler sitting there. He goes, Michael Chandler. What are you doing, Mike? I don't think so. Who are you? Where are you at? That's what Mike said. Michael Chandler said then. Which I would. I don't know. I might. See, that's a. Chandler's tough, but he's like, I'm not that tough. But fuck that shit. God, fuck damn. I'll fight him though, but I don't want to have to lose him now. But now you're just not gonna get him. So now you probably survived it. He probably would have broke your arm because that guy don't quit about shit either. Yeah, he'd get choked him out. He'd do anything to try to win. So he probably would have done something dirty to Islam, and Islam probably would have snapped his arm in a Kimura. He would have. Probably snapped it. He would have snapped it. He would have pissed him off. You'd piss him off. Don't piss him off. He's okay. Armin. Where we got? Oh, yeah. I want Armin, Securian, Justin Gaethje. Armin Shakurian, Justin Gaethje, get her done, got it done, get her done. Do it. We got Matheus Gamrot and Rafael Dos Anjos. I would just rather see those two go down. Gamrot and Dos Anjos, Armin Shakurian and Justin Gaethje. Get these done this year. Charles Oliveira sitting over here fighting Beneil Dariush. Charlie Oliveira, Beneil Dariush, they've been running each other. They were dick-docking for years. Get it done. Get that done. And who else we got there? And then I want Dustin Poirier to fight Islam after Islam gets through this one. Because Dustin Poirier has just now earned another title fight. Well, how is he not? How is he not? He killed Conor McGregor twice. He's basically only lost to Habib, right? Back then, right? Wasn't that it? That was it, right? So Dustin Poirier, right? And he had to go through the match with Michael Chandler, and Michael Chandler fish hooked him, and then spit blood right down his face. Literally got on top of him and just ran blood, spit it, and threw it up all over Poirier's face. I mean, I don't know. He didn't seem like a happy guy after that fight. He wanted to fight the referee. He wanted to fight him again. He's like, and the referee's still waiting for that apology, which he doesn't even deserve. No, referee, you're not getting Dan Mariotti. You're not getting, was that his name? I'm probably, that's who it was, wasn't it? It was somebody, tall, balder guy, older, who was like, and then he laughed about it. No, the guy got fish hooked. We're going to get him choked out against Mike. Mean Mike Chandler. But anybody wants to see a Michael Chandler fight, which would put us there. Michael Chandler, Rafael Fazib. Put it done, get it done, got it done. Get it done, get her done. They'll do that. If we can get a hold of Fazib. It's all about whatever Rafael Fazib can get here or wherever he's at. We don't know. His flags keep changing. Everything keeps changing with the guy, okay? We hear reports. He's coming. He's not coming. He's here. He's not. So when he gets here and can fight, we'll get him against Michael Chandler. Let us find out. He's going to be like a Lee Murray or something. Rafael, what are you doing over here in this place, man? I don't know, man. He seems scary. He's a scary dude. I think he seems all chill, though. Calm. Oh, man. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's getting... All right. Or... If that doesn't work out, we got Renato Moicano versus Michael Chandler, right? Who wouldn't want to see Renato Moicano versus Michael Chandler fight? Anybody would want to see that fight because you know Michael Chandler's going to throw it all dirty body all over Renato Moicano. You know Moicano's not going to go out as long as the referee doesn't stop that fight. As long as the cut's not too bad or anything like this, he ain't going to, unless Chandler can light him out and the referee jumps in, he's going to be all around it. All around. I want a five-round fight. I want to be a war, be a main event, a Fight Night Live. And Moicano Chandler, too. That would be a hell of a one, too. Oh, my God. That would be the greatest fight ever. Because Moicano would probably be all getting up. And then he'll slip a choke on him at the third, fifth round or something crazy. Because Chandler will be all out of breath. Got me. Anyway, so next weight. We got 170s coming up here. Who's at that weight class, huh? I don't know. I mean, I don't know who's at 170. Where'd you go? It's gone. I lost my whole page. I know who's at 170. I just don't know why I got here. Well, I obviously thought so much about the 170 pounders. I didn't give a shit. So I thought. Oh yeah, that's right. Because Hamzat Chimaev's at that weight class, and nobody wants to fight him. That's right. Anyway, you want to fight the guy. So it's going to be him. That was an agreement, actually. Kobe Covington, Hamzat Chimaev, that's the fight that have to happen here because Hamzat's got to fight somebody. We're pretty sure it's going to be Leon and whoever the hell wants to fight him, but it looks like Usman's okay or not okay. We don't know. We don't hear much out of the Usman camp anymore. And Leon, we never heard anything from Leon, so we don't know what's going on. We just know he's over there kicking ass working out all the time because he obviously comes over here in shape and he's ready to fight. So, Bilal Muhammad, remember the name. He's going to try to dodge this fight. But what has Gilbert Burns done to lose his spot? Oh, he lost to Hamzat Chimaev by a very close fight when people thought he might have won. Well, hell, Bilal, there you go. There's your Huckleberry, Bilal. Stop freaking doing this stuff and let's fight it. You're not going to get this Leon yet unless you scrapped into the Leon Edwards fight right now if Usman drops out. Which you probably, if Usman can't do that, Bilal's probably going to slide into that. So that's it. And they say, I'm not going to even get into that one. That's a fan fest fight and I just don't do those. So next one, that was But I'd say that I would agree with Michael. Go check his watch show. Watch show. I don't want to spoil. Don't you spoil alert. Nobody listens to me anyway. Who listens to me? I'm not going to spoil something. I'm going to spoil it. Yeah, I'm going to spoil it because I, you know me. Did I say that earlier? I probably lost all my listeners then. You think you're going to spoil because, yeah, doubt it. I don't have any listeners. Nobody listens. Nobody likes me. All right. Spoil it. Well, anyway. It's already been out. It's aired. I can't. I don't know, man. But Conor McGregor and that's a fight to make because, geez, who else would they want? Nobody. They're both crazy ass mother effers. Okay, one guy's taking a freaking cart and throwing it up against a van and hurt like everybody. He hurt all the people in that. He was so tough that night. He threw a freaking thing in a bus and everybody in the bus got hurt. And you know who's on the bus? A bunch of fighters. That's how badass that McGregor is. I guess. I want to see him fight again. I just pissed because the guy was so good, man. He was so good. They call him a Mystic Mac. You know, you gotta get money all the time. You know. I don't get it. I get it, but I don't get it. I don't know, man. All right, so here we go. Was that the 170? That's Bilal and Burns. Bilal, maybe for the champ. I give it to Bilal. I like him. Shavkat's fighting Jeff Neal. That's going to be a good one. I like that. So we'll see what's going on. Just that, I like the Hamzat and Kobe. You can't complain about that one. Let's get done. Get her done. Next one, 185. This is the fun weight class, weird weight class, good weight class. I don't know what's going on with this weight class, but we got Roman Dolezzi and Marvin Vettori fighting up here pretty soon. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. But the fight I really want to see is Dricus du Plessis versus Jared Cannonier here. Dricus du Plessis, Jared Cannonier, get it done. Check mark. Robert Whittaker, Alex Pereira, that would be a good one. If Israel Adesanya does not get this next fight, which I'm pretty sure he's going to have to get, right? So that's Israel and Pereira, which would leave Whittaker sitting there to fight, whatever. I don't know who else is that weight class. I don't know, man, but there you go, Whittaker. Because you got Vettori and Dolezzi. Dolezzi's just running through all you guys. He's running through all you. Good luck with him. Good luck with that. I don't see anybody else I put down here for that. So no. I don't know, man. That's it. So Whitaker's going to fight somebody one day soon. He was supposed to be fighting somebody soon, I think, but he didn't fight there. So he's looking for something. But Dolezzi and Vettori, Cannonier, du Plessis. Please do that. Don't put a Cannonier or Whittaker again. If they ever fought, if Cannonier and Whittaker fought, because if they do, it's going to be Whittaker just jabbing him and keeping him away. It'd be a really easy fight. But du Plessis will go right into the war with you. So it'll be a good one. He's going to get hit by Cannonier. Because he can hit du Plessis. You can hit him. You gotta get him. But that's the fight where du Plessis would get through it, because I don't think Cannonier's going to throw leg kicks. There's nobody here to throw leg kicks on this guy. That's why he did this. This son of a bitch. I wonder what the hell he balked up from 170 to go up to 185. He's like, they ain't fucking nobody getting up here. Kicks legs. His legs, he said, like he was in, like the, I'm the bad guy earlier. He was like, hey, my legs just weren't there. That's what happened. Well, yeah, you're carrying all that weight up top on your legs. You're going to go bad. Who would kick his legs? Alex Pereira and Israel Adesanya. And that's the only time he's going to have to worry about that is for the title. So smart choice, dude. Because if you're going to box with this guy, good luck. So anyway, Roman would take him, but Roman would like to box with you too, so I don't know, and I don't think Dricus is awful on the ground, is he? We never see him, we don't have to see him go there. So anyway, let's go up to 205, we've got the big weight class here, 205, it used to be one of the biggest weight classes in the world, you know why? Because that was when Randy the Natural and Chucky the Iceman, and they only had like 3 weight classes. They really only had like, I think 5, maybe 5 weight classes then, 4. They didn't have a lot of weight classes to pick from. Okay, it's 155, 170, 205, and heavyweight. No, 155, 170, 185, 205, and heavyweight. That's what they started, I believe. I don't know when 155 actually came in. Just saying. That's why the Florian had to go in there and elbow guys in the head and slice and dice them. He's like, I can't knock them out. If I can elbow them and cut them, they're going to get blood in their face and I can shoot double leg on them, get them on the ground. Or they can get on me and I can choke them. I can do all this jiu-jitsu. I can get them on the ground because I get blood all over their face. He's smart. Smart guy. Yes. So anyway, on the 205. I'm lost here. Where we at? Paul Craig, I'm just lost at Paul Craig right now because I can't. I was looking through his record. I'm like, holy shit. If Paul Craig would have beaten freaking Volkan Ozdemir, who's going to stop him from having a title fight right now? Who would have stopped that from a title fight? If Paul Craig would have beaten Volkan Ozdemir, he would have been having a title fight. So what I want to see this year is Paul Craig versus Anthony Smith. Have they fought? If they've not fought, I don't know. But have they fought? I don't know, but they may have. They may have fought, but I don't know. It looks like a good fight if you look it up. Ankalaev and Spann, have they fought? I don't know. That'd be a good one, 205. Because Ankalaev is blew his title shot right there. He did, man. And we all know Yuri Prochazka to fight whoever the hell the champion's going to be when the champion wins his fight. So that's what we want to see is Yuri Prochazka back in the octagon against anybody that's willing to have to win that title. Whoever the champion is, I want to see fight Yuri Prochazka. That's about it for there. All right, that's just it. Return of the champion. Champion. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right, so here we go. Heavyweights, the biggest, well, the biggest, biggest, baddest weight class. I would like to see this one. Oh, how about any John Jones fight? Obviously, they're saying it. Yeah, give them all. We gotta see it. I don't know if what Francis is doing. Is he signed his contract yet? Has he signed a deal? Has he done deal, sealed, and dealed, and delivered? I don't know. But if that's the case, then Jones and him. I don't throw Jones in there right away against him. I think Jones needs to get one fight in before he goes in that fight against him. Probably against, like, Stipe. If Stipe's fighting, but I don't know. None of these guys ever fight. You don't fight. I'm just tired of it. I can't do the heavyweight weight class because none of you are fighting. You got all these guys sitting at the top. They don't talk. They don't do nothing. We don't know anything about them. They don't tell us about them. They do nothing. They're like mysteries. They're the biggest mysteries in the world. And next thing you know, you got the biggest mystery of the world, Sergey Pavlovich, coming out of here just knocking people out in the first round like they're nothing. Get out, you fly. Give me my money. $50,000. That's all I'm asking. $50,000. Give me my 50. He was smiling. Give me my 50, man. I don't know if he got it. Did he get it? Did he get his 50K? Did he get his 50K? The guy only does is knock people out in less than a minute. Okay, he fought Tai Tuivasa, who has come back from a damn near a freaking coffin before and won, and pushed Surreal Gone to the limit, and looked like he was in a freaking five-round war after 1 minute. His face was battered and bruised. That's how badass this dude is. I don't know who's going to want to wrestle with him. He claims he was in a wrestling room with Daniel Cormier a long time ago. So if he was in a wrestling room with Daniel Cormier, that means he was practicing wrestling. Which is like one of the greatest MMA wrestlers in all wrestlers that's ever been in the sport. So I'm just saying, I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Who wants Sergey? I don't know. Curtis Blaydes? Let's do that. I don't get it. I don't got it. Surreal, are you around? Are you still fighting? Surreal? Here we go. We got Sergey Spivak. I don't know. Let's go. My biggest fight I would like to see is actually, I want to see Sergey Pavlovich versus Surreal Gone. I want to see Sergey Pavlovich versus Surreal Gone. I'm sorry, Curtis Blaydes. You don't do it for me. You don't do it for me. If you ever get another fight coming back, it's going to be against Tom Aspinall when Tom Aspinall comes back. Now, that's your fight that you're going to have when that happens. Okay? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying. All I'm saying, it should. The guy got hurt. Nothing happened that was like Blaydes did. I think he threw a kick and blew his leg out or something when he came back. It was weird. It was like Blaydes went to throw something, but he missed. And Aspinall's like leg jerked out or something. It was weird. Freak accident. So we don't even know what happened. But we do know what happened is Tom Aspinall ran right at him like he was going to go at him. And Blaydes didn't back down. But I'm telling you, if you look at the fight, though, Blaydes did look like he was looking good, going to look good that day. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's the 2013 fights that Bigfoot and Holmes wants to see. And Sergey Spivak, are they going to fight Derek Lewis coming up here? Nobody wants to fight Sergey Spivak at this moment, but he's at 13. It's a guy to look out for in 2023 at that weight class. Sergey Spivak! Let's do that one. Going down. Sergey Spivak. Keep an eye on him. Heavyweight. 205 to keep an eye on. Roman. Nope, he's at 185. 205 to keep an eye on is Yuri Prochazka. Is he going to come back? Is he going to be okay? 185 to keep your eye out on? I told you, Roman Dolidze. He is coming for something. And he's coming real quick. He's gaining a head of steam, and he's doing stuff that we haven't ever seen before in the Octagon. What he just did to Jack Hermanson was basically like I've never seen it. He locked his leg up so bad to where Jack couldn't do schnucks. He was stuck, and it was so weird. He was on his back. He calls it a name of a move. It's like a key lock trap or leg trap. I don't know what the hell it was, but it was sweet. Roman Leedsy, we'll see what happens. Marvin, don't be rolling around with this dude. Marvin, don't be rolling around with that dude. No way, no sir, no how. We know you can take a punch, but don't be rolling around with that cat. Maybe hit him. Run away from him. No, Marvin, don't run away from nobody. That's it, the badass. Marvin Vettori, give you props. Love the guy. Awesome guy. Jack Hermanson, give you props. You stayed in that fight for Leedsy. You guys are, those are tough freaking fights. Jack Hermanson's out there wrestling a wrestling match because Hamzat Chimaev. Why? To ruin my name? Nobody knows who Hamzat is yet. I'm just going to have a wrestling match with this guy and let him throw me around. Well, geez, thanks. Thanks, Jack. Or thanks, Hamzat. Thanks, Jack. Thank both of you. All right, let's go. What was that? 170? Guy to watch out for at 170? Obviously, two of them. Shavkat Rakhmonov and Hamzat Chimaev. Obvious. Da-da-da, obvious. 155, the guy to watch out for. Guy to watch out for. Well, you got the champ, Islam Makhachev. But I'm telling you, Armin Sarkurian, is he going to make a run this year? Is it going to be his year? Is he going to come up there? Is he going to get it? This guy wants it. He wants it. He's like he said, that Gamrot fight, it could have went either way. I like the guy. I love what he's doing. He's a fighter. He cried. He did not want to fight. Nobody wants to fight the glass guy he fought. And yet he did. And he said, I'll do it. I don't care. This is craziness. You're all sitting here. Where is Beneil? Where are you, Beneil? Shake his head and say, you're a fighter, Beneil. Now, either say you're a fighter or just quit. Quit. Get the fuck out of here then. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Why are you sitting around here just holding up this whole place? Because people still think about you.
Well, you can't really jump him. Can't really jump him.
Well, fuck you, Beneil. Then get the fuck in here. Get the fuck in here. Don't start a fight. Just disappear. All fucking time. What the fuck, man? What the fuck, man? Come on, Beneil. That was my, I have Tourette's syndrome. Hey-wa. They didn't shut me down for it. Thank God it's mental. It's a disability. Okay, here we go. 145. I want to see that Arnold, Allen, and Volkanovski. Now, what I see is Ilya Topuria is my fighter to watch. The fighter to watch at 145 is Ilya Topuria. I can't give anybody else because we've already been. If you haven't been watching him, then what the hell? If you haven't been watching Arnold Allen, what the hell? Where have you been the last 10 years? What the hell? Okay, anyway, move on. 135 to end this out here. It's going to be who I want to see. Uman Magomedov. I like him. Like everything he's doing. I like the weight class. The weight class is a good weight class. He's got a bunch of good, young, promising fighters. We got Ricky Simone to keep an eye on. We got Umar Nurmagomedov to keep an eye on. And Merab Dvalishvili. Who's going to step into that zone and say, hey, I'm going to take him on and keep him off my legs? Who's going to do it? Who's going to man up and do it? That's those fighters to watch. Plus, we got the Cejudo and Mess, three round Mess. And I also want to see if Pierian Egger comes back to fight again. Because I'm not thinking it's going to happen. I think he's probably, something bad happened to him, man. Has anybody heard from him? Somebody call Pierre, man. I think something bad's gone. Yeah, something bad's gone down. He lost too many fights in a row. You don't let that happen. You don't let that happen, Russia. Ow! Get you! You're done! You're done, man! Get out of here! Get out of here! Something like that. Anyway, 125? Who do we got? We got, well, obviously 125. We've got everybody. I want Almir Abazi. There you go. That's a guy. Almir Abazi. And who else is the guy we got? And that is Muhammad Makhachev. Oh, Askarov's around here. I think he's a fighter. I think I've heard of this guy. But I can't really give him credit anymore because he's dropped out of a fight and he didn't show up for the next day, and now we never heard of him. What happened to him? Makhachev did something to him. Just kidding. So that's it. That's what I want to see. I want to see that. Oh, yeah. I want to see these guys from this last year. And I want to see the Dana White Contender Series be really good again. I want to see some really good fighters. Oh, Bo Nickel, fighter to watch. What happened? We haven't heard nothing from Bo. His fight dropped out. Bo's gone. He disappeared. What's going on with Bo Nickel? That's a question. Answer him. And Tyson Fury, you want balls? You say you have balls. You say you got big balls. You say you're the biggest balls guy of the world. Then fight the Usyk man, okay? Don't sit there and have Usyk get in your face. And then you say, well, but we just fight all three of you. Oh, maybe I'll fight him now. You had a guy step in and say, I want it. Well, geez. Well, geez. They go, why don't you do that? No! No! He's got all the belts. He's got the three belts. You got the one. He wants it. You got it. Let's go. Freaking A, the guy's going through a war right now and he still wants your ass. He's got family over there fighting for his country and freedoms and he wants you. Let's go, Tyson Fury. Grow those balls, buddy. You said you had them? You said he had them. He's telling us he has balls. Fight the man. Have a good one. That's a show.